This is the Better Reading Podcast platform with stories behind the story, Jane's Be Better podcast, My Book Chat with Caroline Overington, and more. Looking for a particular podcast? Remember, you can always skip to it.
The What Are You Reading podcast is brought to you by Belinda Audio.
Hi everyone, Cheryl Arkell here. This is our podcast, What Are You Reading? Our followers know that we have our popular What Are You Reading Facebook Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. We decided to keep asking that question over the summer with this podcast and some amazing guests. So buckle up and let's talk about what we are reading. Kate Mildenhall, welcome back and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
We always love chatting with you, and you had the debut novel, Skylarking, which was longlisted for the Voss Literary Prize and the Indie Book Awards in 2017. Gosh, that doesn't seem that long ago, but there you go.
So much has happened since.
Since then, she's published the best-selling The Mother Fault and her latest, The Hummingbird Effect, and she's here to chat to me today about what she's reading over the holidays. So we do this wonderful series where, you know, they're just snippets of what people are up to, what they're reading, super short. And do you know why? Because I think authors are good at recommendations.
I agree. I get so many of my recommendations from other writers.
Yeah. So what are you reading?
Well, what I have just read that is coming out in January is the new one from Karen Viggers.
Oh, yeah.
Sidelines. And I have always read and adored Karen's work. Previously, her novels have really centered on those kind of issues around the environment and the natural world, which she's really passionate about. This new one is about the world of junior sports, which as a parent, I am deep into. And it begins with this violent brawl that breaks out at a suburban junior soccer game on a Saturday morning and kind of asks the question of how did this community of parents and players and coaches get to this point. And Cheryl, I just think this is going to be so talked about because...
Well, Kate, I don't have any kids, but I've always thought that Saturday sport was like road rage.
It is like road rage.
Don't you think? I've always watched people and I'm, you know, I see people on Sunday and they tell me about a huge fight they had at sport and I'm thinking, what? I didn't even know you were capable of that.
Exactly. And it is just, it hooks, this book hooks right into all of those emotions, the things that go on between the parents and this bad behaviour between parents and coaches. But the other thing that I think is really horrific about it and will be talked about a lot and very timely is that it is set kind of based around twins, a boy and a girl who both play for this junior soccer team. So the idea of girls in sport, women's sport, the equity that happens or doesn't happen around boys and girls participation and recognition, just, yeah, I think this one will be a really terrific one for book clubs and will be really talked about.
Well, I'm just going to write that down because I didn't know that was coming out. What else?
Sidelines. You know what? I have only just got to my very first Claire Keegan. So I just read Foster. And like, I know that I'm late to this party, but gosh, she's extraordinary.
Isn't she?
I just thought it just is like this perfect jewel of a, I don't even know what. It's not even really a novella. It's like a long, short story, but in this tiny kind of perfect novel form. I've described it as a two cup of tea book because basically I think you don't even have to get off the couch. If someone can make you the second cuppa, you don't even have to get off the couch.
I think she's very Anne Enright-ish.
Yes, yes.
Do you think that?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Very much Anne Enright. And I put it up on my Instagram and people said, okay, from here they – mostly recommended to go straight to a small things like these. So that's next up on my list.
Okay.
Complete departure from those two things. Another new one that's just out, I think, The Strip from Ian Ryan. So it's coming out with Ultimo Press. It's set in the 80s, Gold Coast. It's a gritty kind of crime thriller based on real life events and kind of corruption within the police force. Really good, I would say, for fans of Gary Disher, Chris Hammer, Michael Brissenden, those kinds of writers. And what I think Ian's done really well is the protagonist is a woman, Lana Cohen, and she's written really well. Sometimes, Cheryl, I don't know, sometimes I get a little bit nervous about how some of the blokes are doing female protagonists, but she is really on the money. I could not put this one down. So that's a, you know, gritty kind of crime thriller for people
now,
who like that.
Let me ask you, Kate, when January comes across, do you take a break? Do you really have the time to sit down? And,
Yeah, we do.
Do you go to the beach?
We go to the beach. So with my family, we go to the beach, and with a big group of other mates, many with kids. And what my job is, Cheryl, as the person with the most books, is that I take a big box of books, the things that I want to read, but also I am in part responsible for providing the books for everyone else. And I love it because I love recommending so much. I really take great pride in making sure I've got, you know, a good selection for all the different people.
I'm going to one-up you, although I don't think I can do this anymore. But for many years, I worked in a bookshop. Many, many years I worked on the shop floor, like 20 years or something. And I am telling you, no word of a lie, if you told me the last two books you've read, I could just pick out my new one. Yeah, that's a good bookseller. But you know what else I could do? If you've seen a book on a train, which used to happen a lot back then because we're talking pre-devices, and you come in to see, oh, and it was green and it had what I'd say wild swans, right? I knew what people were reading on the train. I don't have that anymore.
Oh,
but
I
that
love
would
that.
Have been useful for you for your holiday friends.
Absolutely, yes. Because you do pride yourself, don't you, on absolutely getting it right. Actually, another interesting one, I hadn't written this down, but that I wonder if you would really like. Is it Sean Blythall, The Diary of a Bookseller?
No, I don't know that.
He's Scottish secondhand bookseller, and it is basically the diary of this 1 year, 2014, in his secondhand bookstore in Scotland. He does not, I will say from the start, he does not very much enjoy his customers. Especially the ones who don't buy anything. But it's really interesting. It was just 2014, just as really Amazon is kind of really taking off and throwing a, you know, very big spanner in the works.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting kind of look at what happens, but also just reading someone who is so passionate about books and the real life physical thing. That was a fun one too for book lovers, for book lovers out there.
Well, your list is going to be my list. There's another thing I want to put to you too. This happens and still happens to me. So we go out to dinner or we go out on a picnic or we go somewhere in a bar and you tell somebody what you do. So you'd say, I'm an author. I say I work in books. And then people start confessing different things. You know this, right? So mainly guys will say, and I'm sorry to be sexist about this, but that's just my experience. Guys will say, I haven't read a book since high school, mostly. And women, right, women will say, you know, I've been reading this, I've been reading that, what should I read next, which I love, which is really how better reading started because people kept asking me and no one had ever asked me what not to read ever.
Interesting.
Has anyone asked you what not to read? Think about it.
No.
No. And you're not going to take anything in that box.
No.
That's not.
No. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's where the foundations of better reading came from. But that happens to me all the time. Does it happen to you?
I love that. Oh, people, all the time. And I think actually one of the great joys about this year for me has been getting to go on book tour and meeting so many booksellers and seeing how I think, Cheryl, in the end, I visited 92 bookstores and everybody recommended different things because they were, it's the personal taste. So actually one of the ones that I had was the beautiful Nicole at Great Escape Books down here in Vic in Aries Inlet. She recommended How to Build a Boat by Elaine Feeney, which was long listed for the book. I didn't make it onto the shortlist. Beautiful. Feeney is an Irish poet, I think, and novelist. And this was really one of my favourite books of the year. Fans of Emma McBride will really like this. I think it's the story of a young boy, Jamie, whose brain just works very differently to other people's and his dream to build a perpetual motion machine and these two incredible teachers who help him do that. And that was just one of my most feel good novels of the year. I really enjoy it. And that's what I love about booksellers, you know, saying you will really passionate. Like this, Kate.
Yeah.
So passionate.
Do you know what else too? And, you know, I know you've had a podcast like we have for many years, and you'll know this. I sometimes get anxiety when I sit in front of a screen and think, oh, God, is this person going to be interesting? Is this going to be – did you – I don't know if you have that, right? And 99% always amaze me or say something that I've never heard, even though we've recorded over 550.
Yes.
And yesterday I had Tony Birch. I'm going to – I might cry. I know. I might cry. What's the book called?
Women and Children.
And we were talking about domestic violence, and he said something that I had just never thought about. I said, there is a softness to your fiction. Mm. I don't know if you agree with that, but I think there is. There is just such a softness. And he said, Cheryl, because life is so hard and it's so brash, and he grew up with domestic violence, and he said to me, I can't write that as is. Who's going to read that as is? Mm. So that's the power of fiction. Mm. I bring in the softness that makes the story.
He's such a beautiful writer and speaker, isn't he, Cheryl? And I'm halfway through Women and Children, loving it as I love all of
isn't
Tony's
it?
Work.
Doesn't
and
it have
I
a beautiful
agree.
Softness?
Yeah. Yes, and I think the way he, you know, literally the way he writes women and children is so extraordinary. Quite spare, I think, his writing in this latest one, but just hits you right in the guts in all the good ways.
Doesn't it? And isn't it amazing that we're always surprised?
Oh,
that I learn something new almost every day from
absolutely.
Reading and talking to writers.
Yeah, and you know the great joy of all writers, and I'm thinking of Tony in particular because, like you probably, I've had the opportunity to interview him numerous times. And we always have a different conversation. Mm-hmm. He's such a great storyteller.
Isn't
so
he?
Good for a great chat. We always have a different conversation. Yes.
All right.
Finishing that one.
All right. We're out of time, lovely Kate. Listen, have a wonderful break.
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
I so love the idea of taking a box on holidays. You've got to let me know how that goes.
Pack it, the library box. I will. I'll send you a picture of what I've got and what all of the friends say after their beach reads.
All right. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to give us a review. And if you love discussing books, check out our What Are You Reading merch, t-shirts, tote bags, and more. Find us on the Better Reading website.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this podcast, leave us a review and check out the other podcasts on the Better Reading Network.